League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online boot camp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. This can be an opportunity for you. It could be an opportunity for me. It could be an opportunity to start moving in the direction of the life that you really want. And like everything, as I get started with this, it's important for you to know, if you didn't already, that everything that I talk about, I do from experience. I've made a ton of money mistakes, and more importantly, made changes and have overcome those mistakes, you know, for the longest time. In my 20s, certainly, I did not have a ton of cash on hand. It was more if needs came up. A lot of time it was credit cards that were answering that problem. So stuff I'm talking about, I want you to know that it's not me wagging my finger. It's more a desire to really, truly help you to get to where you want to go if you're not currently there. So that's what I'm hopeful to do today. I think that the problem that too many of us have, there's just not enough money. There's not enough money to do all the things that we want to do. Not enough money to own all the things that we want to own, while at the same time saving the money that we need to be saving for the future. While at the same time having enough money saved for today and the short term. So it's really this problem of not having enough cash on hand. And I've been so sick of talking and thinking about emergency funds that just shifted my language to cash on hand. It's a classic contingency plan. Do we have enough cash on hand to weather a certain amount of time? And that's really fundamentally what this is all about. So in a situation like this, if we don't have enough cash on hand, we have two choices. You can earn more money or you can live on less. You could certainly do both. As we come out of this pandemic, which we will, I think it's time for some changes. So before I get tactical about things that you can do to get you to where you want to go, I think that it's really important to be talking about two extremely valuable, essential things: perspective and priorities. Perspective meaning you need to get a sense of where you are in your life and where you are in the world. So think about that. Think about it not in terms of how you're doing compared to the Kardashians or your neighbors or anybody else. Rather, think about it in terms of your life compared to half of the other human beings on Earth who live on less than $5.50 a day. That's right. Half of the people on Earth live on less than $5.50 a day. In terms of priorities, what are yours? Does your lifestyle reflect those? Is taking care of your family at the top of that list? Is being healthy and safe at the top of that list? These are questions that demand answers. This is a race for you and I, if we're not already there, to get to 6 months of cash on hand. So Let's get to 6 months of your expenses saved up, and let's get there as soon as we possibly can. So how are we going to do that? The first step, you got to know your numbers. You got to know your cash flow. Without that, the rest of it doesn't matter. If you have no idea how much you're making, if you have no idea how much you spend and consistently how much you're spending, it's a non-starter. So you got to know that. Next, you've got to get a budget. If you don't have one, you've got to do that. Or double check that your current budget is serving you. Let's talk about the 50-20-30 budget. If you're not familiar with it, just throw it in the Google machine. I'm going to give you a quick overview now, but it's a pretty good guideline. So the 50 in the 50-20-30 says that 50% of your take-home pay goes to your needs. So that's stuff you have to have. It's your car, your rent, insurance, food, utilities, all that stuff. Stuff you legitimately need. The 20 in the 50-20-30 goes to long-term saving or debt repayment. And then the final, the 30% of the 50-20-30 goes to your wants. All right. So within that framework, you're able to spend 30% of your take-home pay on whatever you want. So are your current consumption habits in line with that? Before we move on, there's a very important idea that I want to share before I forget about it. So as you progress along in your career, you're going to get raises. You're going to be making more money. You're going to take new opportunities with higher comp. So consider this. Moving forward, every time you get an increase in your pay, for whatever reason, try and keep your lifestyle the same and save that extra money that you're making. If you're able to do that, you can almost guarantee your financial success. All right? So thinking about it, you're 25, you're 30, you're 35, whatever. Moving forward, every time you get a raise, instead of increasing all of your lifestyle with that raise and just consuming that, put it away. Put it away for long-term, put it away for short-term savings. Heck, even midterm. So let's get back to focusing on right now. Let's put a plan together for getting to 6 months of cash on hand. All right? So let's assume that your take-home pay is $60,000 a year. And you're spending all of it. So your monthly expenses would be $5,000. What would it take to get $30,000 saved? So 6 months worth of that, half. So before we go further, don't get bogged down. Don't get discouraged or anything like that. We're going to start figuring out how to get 1 month saved, then two, then three, etc. Saving money, getting out of debt. And most things financial have a lot to do with momentum. So once you get started, you'll get better and better and better. You'll gain confidence and you will get there. So let's go back to your cash flow and your budget. Where can you make changes? Can you get out from under a car payment or a lease that's too expensive? Don't think you can break a lease. Don't think you can get out of a lease. You can. It is possible to do that. I will give a link at the end and resources to be able to do that. I'm not saying it's really easy by any stretch of the imagination, but it is possible. Can you downsize your house or your apartment? Now, odds are those are going to be the two biggest expenses. And if those are out of whack, your entire financial situation is going to be out of whack as well. So if you total up your car, your rent, your food, the cornerstones of your needs, and you're over the 50% just like that without factoring in everything else, you need to make changes. So hard changes too. You need to make decisions and then make changes. I was just reading this morning that today, and you probably knew this, today we get half of our food from somewhere else other than our house. So it's eating out at restaurants, it's just consuming food that you don't buy from a grocery store. That's the fundamental thing there. And that is, a little wordplay here, a recipe for a broken budget as well as an unhealthy lifestyle and body. So Now, I don't think it's just, you can't just wave a magic wand and all of a sudden be a proficient cook and understand what you need to be shopping for. So I'm also going to include resources at the end for cooking and meal prep as well. I'll put those in the show notes. So if you're in the habit of eating out consistently, that has to change. Just has to. And there's opportunities for cutting spending all over the place, but those are the three biggest opportunities. And then when you go further and you're trying harder to find more ways to cut, you're going to be able to find expenses everywhere that you look. So could you find $416 a month to cut from your current budget? That's $104 a week. If you could, that alone will get you to 1 month saved after 1 year. Okay? Keep it going. Could you save $832 a month or $208 a week? That would get you to 2 months worth of cash on hand after a year. Next step, $1,248 a month or $312 a week gets you to $15,000 after a year. That is a meaningful amount of money, and you're halfway to the goal of 6 months. So again, $416 a month gets you 1 month. $832 a month gets you to 2 months. $1,248 a month gets you to 3 months worth of your expenses, your spending after 1 year. All right? So that's a way to sort of frame and think about it. So as I'm talking about cutting things out, what about earning more money? In today's world, there are literally hundreds of ways that you can be making money. Just had a conversation with Kathy Kristoff, who is the editor at sidehustle.com. It's SIDEHUSL.com. And she and her team have done all the legwork on breaking down all the different online, offline, essentially side hustles, other money-making opportunities. And so she vetted everything and really broke down these are the good, the bad, and the ugly. So if you're interested in the market to make some extra money, definitely encourage you to check that out. And so why not make cuts to your spending as well as finding some additional ways to make money that'll get you there really, 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 really fast. A lot faster than I think that you realize. So I know that this is a hard conversation because we don't want to change our lifestyles. In fact, more so than that, we're interested in increasing our lifestyles probably. Probably interested in having things that are more better and different than we currently have. And I totally get it. It's tough in our society and our culture because we celebrate all that. But we're talking about your family. We're talking about you. We're talking about your security. And these are decisions that you have to make. So these real changes, these are real grown-up changes. It's a conversation with yourself about taking charge and taking control. It's putting yourself and your loved ones in a position to be successful. It's putting yourself and your loved ones in a position where you're protected. So please do think about your perspective. Get a sense of where you are. Think about your priorities. What's truly important to you. And then stop thinking and start taking action. Do your part by doing your best.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.